Blog Talk Radio.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Postlaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. Postlaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Postlaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. And as I do every program, I draw a card of the day. All right. What this is saying is that have the courage to tackle your fears. This is a card that in traditional tarot is called strength, and in my deck it's called courage. And I drew it reversed, which means that there's still some work to be done on your own fears and your own feelings of self-worth. What I'm seeing here for all of you, it's the thought of the day, is that if there's anything you need to take care of, this is the time to do it. If you're feeling unsure or not very confident about something, it's time to work on that. It's also a card that sometimes says that you need to actually consider doing it the hard way. And sometimes that means taking a very, very strong look at yourself and maybe where you're not doing your best stuff. So, all right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from area code 770. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
We talked about 3 weeks ago, and it was about my relationship with my husband, and you said to call back. And,
okay.
Yeah, and we went this weekend to St. George Island and had a nice time, and he really liked that. And I just wonder what you see now for me.
Okay, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to ask you a question. What do you want me to say?
Well,
I'm serious.
I
know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could say to you, but I mean, seriously, what do you want me to say?
I just want to hear the truth about our situation.
Okay. So you're making me work really hard here. Okay, let me tell you what your cards are saying. You have a card that talks about... by the way, I'm hearing an echo. Do you have the computer on?
Oh. It's probably my phone was up a couple levels than it should be.
Okay, all right. You have a card here of you're working really hard. You're working really hard. You're not sure that you want to commit. There's been sort of a little bit of a breakthrough and almost a little reason to celebrate in regard to your question. What it's also saying here is that you either need to make the decision to be all in or all out. So when I ask you, how did you want me to answer this question, the decision is up to you here. And you know what? Your life is always up to you, not what a psychic tells you. But what I'm seeing in your cards is that this relationship has been a lot of hard work on your part. You saw a little bit of a breakthrough when you had your little getaway, which was really cool. But there's still a part of you that's not sure you want to still be all in. So that's exactly what your cards are saying. Which is why I asked you the question, what do you want me to say?
Okay, well... I guess the little bit of the all-in or all-out has to do with, is he really working on it, or am I being too optimistic or not optimistic enough, and can this be fixed? You know, all insecurities, you know?
So my recommendation at this point might not be to actually ask this question of a psychic. My recommendation might be instead that you sit down with a therapist and work out your fears.
Okay, because I've been going to a therapist, and I don't know whether this is the best therapist for me or not.
Well, here's the thing. I would be very direct and go to this person and say, you know, I've been coming to you for some time now, and I've been exploring this issue connected with my husband. And I still don't feel resolve. And the thing is that I the biggest goal of a therapist is not to tell you what to do, but to get you to the point where you know what to do. The biggest goal of a psychic is to show you the picture of the moment and tell you the potential of the moment. And the reason why I said, which way did you want me to answer the question? Because according to this, you can either make it work or make it not work. That this is up to you. If you want to make it work, you just need to make the decision that I'm going to make it work, and then you need to be able to dump the past. There is a benefit for you to still hold on to the past and throw it up there as a zinger from time to time. But if you really want the relationship to work, you need to be willing to let go of the past. And
well,
that there may
I guess...
be a part of you... There may be a part of you that feels a level of power by having this knowledge of where he screwed up in the past so that you can sort of hold it over him.
I know you've said that before, but I really, I guess, don't want to hold anything over him. I just want to be in a secure relationship.
Okay.
And
let me just make this statement. He's not going to make the same mistake again. Just going to say that. So if you know that he's not going to make the same mistake again, then you should be able to make a decision one way or another. But you doing this, what you're doing right now is unfair to you and unfair to him. Because you're being sort of passive aggressive. You don't know what you want right now. So you're putting the burden on him to try and make you happy when you know as well as I do, and when I say it, you're going to know it, if you didn't know it before, is that you are the only one responsible for your happiness. You can't put that burden on somebody else. So by you continuing to be on the fence, it's not fair to you, and it's actually cruel to him.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I feel real insecure about, you know, will this, I mean, will this work? I mean, I don't want a relationship that has no intimacy, you know? And right now there is no intimacy, I don't think.
So are you talking about the intimacy of body parts smashing together, or are you talking about the intimacy of really being able to talk to somebody?
Both.
All right, that's the first time in all of our visits together, Sandy, that I've ever heard you giggle.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want those things, you're going to have to be way more receptive to them. And as far as the sex part of it, you're going to have to initiate it, because any attempts he's made at this point, you have shunned away.
No, he has not made any attempts.
Yes, he has.
Yes?
Uh-huh. But you're not picking up the clues. And the
because,
only way
I mean,
he's going to know it. Sandy, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like I'm fighting you at every step to get you to look at this a little differently. I asked you at the beginning, which way do you want this to go?
Well, I don't know.
I want it to repair. Okay, but this indecisive side of you is not only, and I'm just going to say it, a little irritating to me, but I'm sure it's driving your husband crazy.
Yeah.
So if you want sex, you're going to have to be a little bit bolder about saying, I miss you, and you're going to have to reach your hand down his pants. I'm serious. You're going to have to take that bold of a step with him.
Okay.
Because right now he is so scared that you're going to turn him down, and he's so scared of living this halfway life. So when I ask you, which way do you want this to go, this one's up to you, my friend.
Okay, because I've asked for what I want, and he says it's going to take a long time.
All right, this is not a question for me. It's not a question for me. It's a question for a therapist.
Okay.
For you to get very direct on what you want. If you don't want a halfway relationship, then don't stay in it. If you want to make it work, then make it work.
Okay.
You're looking at this as something beyond yourself, and the power is all in you to make this happen one way or the other.
Okay.
That's why
I just
ask
don't know
you
how.
Which that's where your therapist comes in. You go to your therapist and you say, how can I make this happen? You actually ask the question. If you want it, you go to the therapist and you say, how can I make this work? Tell me how to make this work.
Okay.
Instead of being on the fence, because I have to tell you, if the vibration that I'm getting from you, this indecisive thing, this sort of passive-aggressive, nothing's good enough, nothing's going to make me happy vibe, seriously, that's the vibe that you're sending out right now. Until you can decide what it is that's going to make you happy, the universe won't align with it.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Hannah speaking.
Hi, Hannah. What's your question?
I have a question. If it's too broad, please tell me. But I was just hoping to see what the card says for the next few months.
Yeah, that's a full reading.
Okay, I went there.
Yeah, give me a specific question.
Specific. Okay. I'm very excited. I've got a big trip coming up with my partner, and so much has gone into it, so much planning. I'm just curious. I have no expectations. I'm trying to let go of it, but I'm at the same time curious how it will go.
You have a card here that says a big leap in a brand new direction based on your focus and hard work. Big leap in a new direction based on your focus and hard work. Do not take on burdens from other people right now. Especially don't take on burdens from people that seem to just come in your life recently that want you to focus or define things for them. This is where you find your spotlight. So I am not worried about what happens. Just don't take on anything else right now.
This is not work. It's a holiday.
Doesn't matter. What I'm trying to tell you is that there's a big leap in a new direction. There is some inspiration that comes connected with this. There's also an opportunity for you to find your spotlight, or even, I could even say, your meaning of life.
Oh, wow.
But the trick of it is do not take on burdens from other people right now, especially men. This is about you and what's going to bring you joy in your heart moving forward.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Somebody here from the, hold on. My computer's not as fast as I am. Got somebody here from the 985 area code. Hello, 985. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Risha. Nice to meet you. I have a question regarding a home that I currently have under contract. I'm wondering if that's going to go well. We have to figure out or redo the plat plan to this property. So I'm wondering if that's going to go well before November 15th. I know that's a crazy time frame, but
what your cards are saying here is that there is there's a piece of information about this that you don't know. And it's telling me to tell you to dig for it. And I don't mean literally digging for it, but what I'm getting is that there's a piece of information that could trip you up, that there the delay right now is actually working to your benefit. So, sorry, excuse me, I hiccuped.
Sure, that's okay.
I'm not drinking this early in the morning. But what it says here is that you, and I'm going to say it this way, you've been screwed in the past. And there is something, there's a memory or something of that that's in your cards right now. So what I want you to do is I want you to make sure that if there's any special inspection you need to have or any special thing you need to have, you need to do it so that when you move forward with this, everything's on the up and up.
Okay.
That's what your cards are saying. There's also a younger man here with dark hair and dark eyes that doesn't seem to be telling you the whole truth.
All right.
So I hope that helps.
Okay, yeah, well, the last part of any house is an inspection, you know, so we're going to have two of them. So I
All
hope
right.
that clears anything up. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hold on, let's get you on the air. Hello, 323. Who's this? Hi, who's this?
Hi. Oh, hi, Mona. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question?
My question is, should I take my old job back?
That's interesting.
I keep looking and looking for a job, but I can't seem to find one right now. Not
so
close
is
by
your,
where I live.
Is your old job offering you your job back?
The human resources, I've talked to the lady. She's very nice, and she seems very interested in hiring me back. But the reception is there. She's kind of rude. So
I don't care about her.
Background. Oh, but she works in that department.
Okay. Here's the thing, is if the HR person is offering your job back and you don't have anything else going on, I would go for it.
Really?
I don't care about the rude receptionist.
Yeah, because she makes, she kind of would make everybody's day kind of a bad day.
Yeah, but that's okay. The thing is that you can bypass her. That
okay.
She's not going to be a part of your day-to-day stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can,
because
so
the hours
what,
are great, you know, for me.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting is that if the HR person is offering you the job back, I would take it. But then I would also just keep
mm-hmm.
my peepers open for other things out there you might want to do.
Other things, like another career or the same
yeah,
thing
well,
that I do now?
Here's the thing. You're more mm-hmm. valuable when you're working than when you're not working.
More valuable. Okay.
So here's the thing, is that I would take the old job back, and then
uh-huh.
I would just kind of casually keep my peepers open for something
uh-huh.
else.
Yeah.
I would work it for your benefit here, my friend.
So I'll be able to survive there with her. Okay.
Oh yeah. You pleasant to her, but don't get into her drama. She will
uh-huh.
leave soon enough.
Oh wow. She's been there
yeah.
forever. Okay.
Well,
okay.
But see, here's the thing, is that she thinks that her opinion makes a huge difference, and it really doesn't.
Hmm. Okay. That's good.
All right,
to
but
know
I connect directly with the HR person. If they want to offer you the job back, take it.
Thank you very much, Mona.
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
See
Have
you later.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye. I've got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Keita.
Hi, Keita. What's your question?
Mona, I gave my beloved an ultimatum, and I wanted to know how he feels about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You gave whom an ultimatum?
My husband. And I wanted
oh,
to know
God.
How he feels about that. Yeah.
Okay. You know how there are some people out there that, how do I put this? They don't know how to bring up issues. So instead of actually bringing up issues and working through them, they behave badly so the other person will make the decision for them. Your husband has been behaving badly. He has not been totally connected in the relationship of
mm-hmm.
late, and
mm-hmm.
you can't stand it anymore. So
right.
you're the one that's pretty much cried uncle by saying, you know, I can't live like this anymore. So he's not going to give you a decision. He's going to wait for you to act.
So instead of him just saying, I don't want to do this anymore, he's behaving badly.
Right. What I'm telling you is that he's been not connected for at least the last 7 months. It's like he feels, I don't feel like the two of you actually feel connected with one another. That
mm-hmm.
That you're trying, but he's not. Right.
Right.
So you said, I can't live like this anymore. I'm just paraphrasing. That's the upshot of what you said. And
right.
so he's like, okay, I'll wait till she takes action, and then I don't have to.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you is that the relationship can keep going exactly the way it is for as long as you want. Or you can actually say, you know what, I do want more than this, and you move on. And then you take the burden of him making any kind of decision off his shoulders, and you decide to take responsibility for your own life.
And that's what I'm going to do. But my thing is, when I walk, I don't want to then let me try to change now.
He will pull that because he doesn't think. Here's the thing is that this man has always been somewhat passive. He's always been this way. He's not a guy that's a big take charge of his life sort of thing. He's never been
mm-hmm.
that way. You kind of knew that. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to make the relationship work, then it's going to be exactly how it is right now. You're going to be the social director. You're going to be the one that paves the way for the communication. You're going to be the one that is the responsible one. You're going to make sure his boxers are clean. I'm saying that because that's what you've done all along. He's wondering why suddenly you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, because I need for him to grow up. So I'm
okay,
tired.
But, okay, but
I heard you. I heard you. He's not going to do it. I get it.
Right.
But my thing, when I leave, I don't want the then now you're ready to grow up because it's stupid.
Well, because until you actually make a move, he thinks you're just talking. Seriously, the thing is, I gotta just say this real quick, because and this is not a criticism, it is a statement of fact that you paved the way for him to be exactly how he is, because when you guys were dating, you made it easy for him to be who he is, and now you don't want to work that hard anymore, and you're like, well, when is some of this gonna come back to me? Well, you trained him to be the way he is. This is he, and I'm going to say it this way too. Men marry women hoping they never change, and women marry men hoping God that they do. So
okay. So now my thing is either grow up or I got to go. And I think I agree with you. I think there's going to be this, oh, you're not leaving. And then when I leave, it's, oh my gosh, you left. Yeah, I told you.
Okay. What I'm getting is that he doesn't think you're serious. He thinks you're just talking. He's baffled what he did wrong, actually. He's baffled. He doesn't know why. Why are you changing? Why are you changing the rules on me? That's what he's thinking. I don't know. She's going through menopause or something. Seriously, he's just... He's just kind of throwing it out as like, she'll get over it.
Yeah, and I'm not getting over it this time.
Right, but so the thing is that this is how I would approach it, because you still love him. I'm just going to say that. All right,
of course.
So here's how I would approach it. I would go to my man and I would say, man, I owe you an apology. And he'll look at you like you have three heads. But then you're going to say, I trained you and accepted you for exactly who you are when we got married.
Okay,
and these are all the things I did. These are all the things I did to get your attention when we were dating. And I thought that once we got married and once we'd been together for a while, that you would step up and give me some of that back. So I owe you an apology for having unreasonable expectations of you.
Okay.
So do you see where I'm going here?
Yeah.
That you're claiming it all yourself. And then what you say is, so having said that, because I've pretty much trained you for me to be this way with you and not expected a lot back, these are the things that I would really like to see back from you. Because I see the potential in you for this. I've always seen the potential for you in this. But I can't do it all myself anymore. That's how I would say it to him.
Okay, but is it, once I put it this way, is there a potential for him to say, oh, okay, I'm not the bad guy. I see her point. Let me, you know, at least think about it and then try to implement it, because if he doesn't, I'm gone.
Okay, but you need to give him a list of what that looks like. Because
okay.
You can't have him get in your brain and read your mind. He just thinks you're going through some weird thing right now. So
okay.
when you say it like that, when you frame it like that, and you actually say, look, I had real high expectations of you and I suppose I expected you to get in my brain to read my mind and know what those are. But these are some things I'd really like to see you do. And then it will say to me that you're committed in this relationship. So you need to actually do the hard work and decide what does he need to do to show you that he's committed in the relationship. Because right now you can't read your mind.
I've already done the hard work, so I already know what it is. And I've already
Okay, well, so you've told him what you expect.
Yeah, but I didn't frame it like this.
Okay. But so, for example, a way to show you that he loves you might be where he surprises you with a romantic night. Or it might be that he decides to wash your car without even being asked.
Okay.
Or that he decides that it would be really cool to plan a vacation for the two of you. But see, because you do all this stuff. You don't let him do any of it because part of it is you're a little bit of a control freak and you kind of like it done a certain way. And he knows that.
So you're basically telling me that I took away him having the fight and him having to do it, anything because I'm doing it all. Okay.
So because
so
nobody can do it as good as you can.
I will own that.
Okay. But I've given you some stuff to think about. Is
okay.
That, you know, what does him being more mature and growing up look like to you? What does that look like? You need to actually decide what that is. And then you need to feed it in little tiny bite-sized portions, not one big gulp, because he can't handle one big gulp at a time.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
So,
I got to go.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
see
you.
Okay, okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
My question is in regards to work. I now work full time, and I just want to see if I should move on and find another job.
How long have you been at this job?
Oh, gosh, about in July, October. Actually, 3 months.
No, you need to stay there.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why you need to stay there. Because
okay.
You have this card. These cards are saying that there's something that you need to learn at this job that you haven't learned yet. And
mm-hmm.
that there is somebody at this job that will probably pave the way for you to have another job by June of next year.
Wow.
So here's the thing. It's either somebody that actually invites you to another job because they leave and go someplace else, or
mm-hmm.
You get inspired by you being even more of a team player and learning what you don't know, that
mm-hmm.
it gives you an idea of what it is you want to do next. Because right now, this is not the funnest place for you to work, but you don't have another option right now.
Exactly. You're right.
So
right
you need to hang in there until, say, June of next year. And in the meantime, start deciding what it is you really want to do.
Okay.
Because I don't want you stressed about money in the same breath. You know,
amen.
You just can't leave. You can't just leave and go into this big void of nothing.
Right, right.
Okay? All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mona. Blessings.
All right, see ya. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Bree.
Hey, Bree. What's your question?
Nothing. Just open for whatever you have for me.
Yeah, that's a full reading. My little program is designed for people with specific questions. So do you have a specific question?
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm planning to relocate.
Okay.
How's that look?
Let's see. I actually really support you relocating because what it's saying is that you're going into a phase right now where it's time to get serious about your own happiness. And if there is a relocation that puts you in an environment where you already know people, that would be something I'd highly encourage.
Okay.
So I want you to put that big brain of yours into action. And not only do you relocate, but this is saying that there's a job waiting for you when you do.
Yeah, that's it. You're talking good.
Okay, so that's what I would concentrate on is opening the path to you having a life that feels a little bit more well-rounded than what you've been able to do so far.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
I wanted to know if you see a job change coming up for me with a different company in the near future.
Okay. There is a card of change here. The timing is talking 3 months. So what I'm seeing is that you need to decide what it is you want to do next. Because like a couple callers ago, you want to change, but you don't know what you want yet.
Well, I know that I want it in the same field of work that I've been doing, but I do want it I want a permanent full-time position.
Right.
And I've been applying for those, but nothing seems to be coming through for me. And
see,
that's
about to change. So I'm actually not doubting that that's going to happen for you, because I actually see that's going to happen for you. What I'm wondering about, and I don't know if you've done this yet, but is, have you gone to the folks that you work with now and say, you know, I really would like to have a regular full-time position. Will there be something coming up soon?
They know that I'm looking for a permanent job, and if there had been talk of that, they would have given me a heads up.
Hmm.
Because they haven't done that, so I'm anticipating that that's not going to happen. I was told, though, that I might get extended through March, but that's a might. That's a big might.
Okay.
And it's really not how I live my life.
Right.
On Center Hook, always wondering what, you know, waiting for the chopping block. I need something more stable than that.
What I would do, all of the things that you know you're good at and all of the things you love to do, all right? One of the things that I see about you that you're incredibly good at is you're very good with details, you're very good with people, you're very good at coordinating things. You'd be a great project manager. You'd also be a great person that would help folks in events. So what I would do is switch tracks a little bit and start looking at companies that might want to have your kind of talent.
Okay.
All right. One of the areas that a lot of people with your skills don't even think to explore is trade shows and logistics for trade shows. So I would start with that. I would look up the word logistics or trade show logistics or destination services associations, where you're actually somebody that can help coordinate conventions and trade shows that come to your city.
Okay.
So I'm actually asking you to switch tracks a little bit, but in the meantime, I would, when you go back to next time you go to work, just say, by the way, I'm still interested in full-time employment, even if it's here. So
I don't want to be there, though.
Okay, well, then you've already answered your question. The temporary stuff that you're working actually suits your karmic path perfectly.
Well, not at this company. I want something permanent. I do. But
right.
I want something that changes things up constantly. I don't like to get stuck in a rut. So what you just suggested actually would be very interesting, I think.
Okay, so I think it's time to explore that.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Anna.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George. What's your question?
Well, I figured out who was scratching my car. It's still ongoing, and I talked to the office, and they only got cameras in front of their office in the complex, so I talked to the building manager. She told me to park my car in front of there, so I did over the weekend. There's some scratches on there. It's this woman who I was friendly with, and I never had sex or anything. It was just a friend. Her and her 12-year-old son is the ones who are scratching my car out of jealousy, because she can barely pay her rent. She doesn't have a car. And when I go to the office this morning, will the office manager be able to pull them up on the screen, scratching my car, her or her son?
Well, if there's cameras, yes, they might have already done it.
Because I'm pretty sure that's her. And this woman I was friendly with, I was surprised when I figured it out, because if I'd seen her when I had my other car, it was raggedy and everything. I drive down the street and I see her, she going in the same direction, I would give her a lift. I've done it about 12 times or so. I was friendly with her. I gave her advice, like she couldn't pay her rent one time, and she saw it. I told her about a place called Help that would help her once a year. She could prove she could sustain herself. I told her how to get free medical treatment. And she never
took advantage
of them. Oh,
yeah, Help of Southern Nevada?
Yeah, I told her about
that. Yeah, they're really great people. I volunteer for them a lot.
Yeah, and I told her about volunteers in medicine, and she didn't want to do that. But, I mean, I was nothing but friendly to this woman, and I was shocked that she would be so jealous of me that she would continuously scratch my car and have her son do it. I seen him the other day. I just looked at him. He couldn't even look me in the face. He turned his head. And she's got a guy that she had moved in with her recently, and he put a note on my car. Me and him never said a word to each other. We never met. He put a note on my car talking about I got rims for your Altima. Put his phone number down, his name, and her apartment number.
Here's the funny thing is that is that the only way you're going to fix this is if you actually file something against her.
Well,
that's the only way it's going to get fixed.
I am. But
okay,
are they
going
to be able to pull that up?
I actually think they will.
Okay.
Because I think you're right.
Oh, I'm right about
right.
who I think it is. Yeah. I'm
100%. I think it is. It is who you think it is.
Yeah, because I was seeing her in a car with him one day recently, and I waved to her, and the look on her face was, and I can't speak because I'm with him. It was absolute hate and jealousy that was in her eye.
Well,
it's like, I don't want to see you with the car. That's the kind of look that she gave me.
Yeah, well, I really dislike petty people.
Yeah,
so
the kids,
I definitely think it's time for you. I know.
Yeah.
People don't behave well sometimes, and I'm sorry, because you deserve better than that, George.
Okay.
All right, so go take care of business.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, see ya. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831, who's this?
This is Lisa. Good morning, Mona. I have some
Lisa.
Fabulous news. the house that I talked to you about, we got
it. Yay.
We got it.
Yay.
We got it. $40,000 in what their asking price was.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank
I knew you were going to get it.
Thank you for helping me through that bit of anxiety. I am still having a bit of an issue with the broker's agent, seller's agent. He just seems to come towards me. He approaches me very too friendly. How's that? And I'm not letting on I'm happily married. Now,
okay.
But you got to remember,
he does that with everybody. Now, I'm not giving him a pass on this, but he does that with everybody. And the thing is that you just need to make sure that every interaction you have with him is incredibly businesslike.
Correct.
And that you also need to make sure that that you are as conservative in every way possible with him as you possibly can be.
Okay. No problem.
All right, that's all you have to do, because you're going to be done with him in a matter of weeks anyway. So just get through this, and then you can be done with him.
Okay. All right,
my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I will be back live next Monday. I sure appreciate you tuning in, and I will talk to you again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.